Sermon title today is, Are You Listening? Are you listening? Seems kind of timely, doesn't it? Andrew, a while back, he showed me this joke, because sometimes we have this in our household, and he showed it to me, and I want to share this story with you today. But a man walks into the living room with his wife, where his wife is sitting, and he says, I just got a text message that we need to pray for Ted because he's been in a car wreck. The wife says, How bad was he hurt? I don't know. I just got a text that we need to pray for Ted that he was in a car wreck. Is he in the hospital? I don't know. I just got a text message that we need to pray for Ted because he was in a car wreck. Was he driving? I don't know. And she says, You don't know anything. What is it that you do know? I know that we need to pray for Ted because he's been in a car wreck. Can anybody relate to that? So with Carol, with my lovely wife Carol, well, you really look pretty today. This will help. Usually by the fourth or fifth time that I say, I do not know, I feel the stress just really rising in my life. And I said, I do not know. But to be a good communicator, you must also, number one, be a very good listener. Now, maybe this husband was a very good listener. I do not know. But today, I want us to focus on the skill of listening. Now let me ask you, are you a good listener? And you would be amazed to know of how many times that the Bible shares with us that we are to be good listeners. Turn with me to James chapter 1 and verse 19 this morning. So we're going to go to the book of James. We're not going to be there very long, but we're going to go to the book of James. Chapter 1 and verse 19. Verse 19 says this, so James chapter 1, verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. They always say you got two ears, you got one mouth, so you should be spend twice the time listening than you do speaking. The biblical meaning of listen is to pay close attention. It takes focus, it takes determination, and it takes discipline to be a good listener. Distractions are killers to good listening skills. Stop what you're doing, put everything down, make eye contact, and take the time to do it right. It is so important, because we're going to get into the sermon today, and how many times have you seen somebody and they ask you how you're doing, and you say, okay, but they really don't want to know. They really don't want to hear. And how many times have you talked to somebody, and when you're talking to them, they've got their telephone in their hand, and they're looking at it, or if you're in the household, husbands and wives, a TV set in between communication is not very good. It's a distraction, because all of a sudden you're glancing over there when you're talking to your spouse and you're not paying attention to what they are saying. Do you know that listening in this world that we live in today is a multi-billion dollar business? Because people can't find anybody that will listen to them, and they only want somebody to listen to them, and they're going to counselors on a weekly basis to find somebody that will take the time to listen to them. It's a skill in our world that we most certainly have lost. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5, and we look at the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. In Galatians 5, we go down to verse 22. In Galatians 5 and verse 22. And verse 22 says this, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Developing skills of a good listener will display to the speaker the fruits of the Spirit that is in your life. So if you have the time that you're taking and you're being patient and you're listening to them and you're taking the time to listen to them by having eye contact, by not looking over to other people, that means so much to people because it shows to them the fruits of the Spirit that is in your life that you're willing to take the time to listen to them. Cell phones between you and the speaker are not good. Not maintaining eye contact is not good. Not taking the time is not good, that you don't have time. I'll get back with you later. Or you're busy on your desk, or you're doing something else at the time that you're trying to listen. All is a distraction, and it does not make you a good listener. You may think that you are a great multitasker, but it doesn't work when you're trying to listen to somebody. Listening and looking at your phone, the TV doesn't work. Have you ever tried talking to someone that are looking elsewhere and you get the feeling that they are just blowing you off? They're not paying any attention to you whatsoever. When people come into the household of God, as in our church family, we should take the time to maintain eye contact with them and be able to listen to them, even if it's just for a brief moment, that you're willing to do that. Why is this all so important? Because this is so critical in your relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus that you are willing to take the time to listen to God. Something that so very few Christians ever take the time to actually listen. Jesus was a very active listener. If you look with me at John chapter 4, we're going to look at the woman at the well. So John chapter 4, we go to verse 7. Verse 7 says, a woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, give me a drink, for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you are being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman, for Jews have no dealings with Samaritans? And Jesus answered and said to her, if you know the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where there then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob who gave us this well and drink from it himself as well as his sons and his livestock? And Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. And Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband, in that you spoke truly. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is a place where one ought to worship. And Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, and for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. And the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When He comes, He will tell us all these things. And Jesus said to her, I am who you speak to. I'll say that again. I who speak to you am He. Now, we know all the things that have taken place. I mean, all the barriers that Jesus crossed to reach this individual. She was not scum on his feet. She was somebody that needed to know God. And we see that the disciples, they would have, I mean, they didn't even walk on this land. They would walk around it even though it took them further because there was such a racial barrier between them and the Jewish people. They wanted nothing to do with them, let alone a man taking the time to speak to a woman in this time was unheard of. But we see that in this scripture, what a lesson for each and every one of us. Jesus went not only to speak, but he went specifically to listen. Husbands and wives, what a lesson. I have come to listen to you. I have come to listen to you. Carol said to me one time, because she was talking to me and I kept saying this and I kept saying that, because guys are fixers. They want to fix the problem. You know, so I just want to jump right in there and say, hey, I'm going to save the day. This is what you need to do. And she says, Leo, stop. Just stop. I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen. Listen. Something that is so unheard of in our society. We've got all these activities and we're doing all these different things, but we don't take the time to listen to people. Listening is a lost art that needs to be used and modeled, and it needs to be practiced. And there's no better one better to model it and practice it than the saints of God, because we can exhibit the fruits of the Spirit through our listening skills. In the counseling field, as we said earlier, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. People will pay just to have someone to listen to them. The lack of discipline to listen really shows up in our relationship that we have with God. So that now we're going to make a spiritual truth out of this. Who has time or takes time to listen to God? Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy and chapter 6. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, go to verse 4. In verse 4, this is very interesting when we get into the word here and we hear what the truth of it is. But in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your head, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. But verse 4, listen to verse 4. It says, Hear, O Israel. Hear in Hebrew is shema. It means to listen intently or to hear. Speaking to the people, this is something I want you to hear. It is the very first word of the shema or shema, a Jewish prayer that is a confession of faith, a declaration of allegiance to God. Listen, hear. Saints, are you taking the time to listen to God? And many times, we don't have the time. Sometimes we'll get up in the morning and we say, well, I need to get my devotion in. I read my devotion, da-da-da-da-da, okay, I'm ready for the rest of my day. But we never take time to listen. Do you know that God wants to speak to you? He wants to speak to you through His Word. You see, He not only wants to speak to you through the Spirit as you pray, it's important that when you pray, you then shut up. Like Carol said, Leo, stop. So I tell you in your prayer at the end, stop. And listen to what God is speaking to you through the Word and through His Spirit, because He wants to speak to His people. How do I know that? Because this is the Word of God that is written to you that you're supposed to hear. Hearing is not only with your ears, hearing is with your heart. That's an amazing thing when we think about the scripture today. Turn with me to Isaiah 55. We're almost done. Isaiah 55. Of course, you know we got cameras on the church, and whenever anything happens out there, my phone buzzes. So, wait just a minute, I got to take time. No. Motion at the camera. That's what we do, isn't it? Well, wait just a second. I better take this. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Verse 1 says, Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you have no money. Come, buy, and eat. Yes, come and buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, or your wages for what does not satisfy? And then listen to the words. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given you as a witness to the people, a leader and a commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, and he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. And to our God he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you shall go out with joy and be led with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. But first, what you must do first is hear. Hear what the goodness of God has for you. In verse 1, he says, "For you, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You have no money, come buy, eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." You know, you have nothing. You have nothing. You can say, "Well, I have $1 million in the bank." You have nothing. Because what the Lord is going to give you, money cannot buy. You have nothing. "Well, I have all these different places I own." You have nothing. And you can bring nothing. It's only the Lord that is willing to give it to you, because you're willing to listen and respond to that today. Verse 3, he says, verse 2, "Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me," and do what? Hear. Over and over, the Bible tells us to listen. Listen to the words of God. Listen to the Spirit. In your devotions, are you setting time aside to listen? The Bible is God's word to us, speaking to us through His word. As we read, are we listening? Many times, as we said, a quick devotion is read and we're on about our day. We need to take the time to listen. Because whether you believe it or not, a phrase that you have used over and over and over, God is saying to you when you're not taking time to listen, He's saying, "Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?" We've all used that. "Well, wait, I got to get into a different position so I can hear." Well, sometimes as Christians, we need to get ourselves in a different position so we can hear God. Amen. Right. A place of quietness, a place of solitude. God loves you so much that He only created you. There's only one of you. And Jesus died for you. That's how much He loves you. You talk about choice. We're all adopted into the kingdom of God. God chose us. You know how special it is to be adopted? So many people can have children. We're so busy trying to kill all the children of the world that we don't really appreciate the children that we have in the world. But when you go to adopt somebody, it's because you chose them. You're adopted into the kingdom of God because God chose you. And because He chose you, He wants you to listen to him. Let us pray. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word. Your word is so rich, Father. We just glorify and magnify your name today. And Father, I pray that if there's anyone in this room, the Lord, that doesn't know you, that Father, through the word of God speaking to their heart, because it will not return void, it will accomplish what you sent it out to accomplish, that right now that they would make that decision, I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Oh, he's been talking. Many times I'm turning it off, but he's been talking. And I hear it coming through once in a while. You need me. I'm the only one that can bring you satisfaction. I'm the only one that can bring you fulfillment. Have you been hearing that voice if you don't know Jesus? He's speaking to you because he loves you. While every eye is closed and every head is bowed, would there be one that would be signified by the upraised hand? Pastor, pray for me. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. He's been talking. And part of the time I've been listening. This world brings no satisfaction. Jesus brings completeness. Would there be one here today? For the rest of us today, Father, may we take this word with us today, that tomorrow or tonight when we do our devotions or when we're doing our prayer time, will we stop and listen to what you'd speak to our hearts and to our lives. Be with us as we go our separate ways, and may your hand be upon our lives until we can all gather again together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. Have a great day.